to Inside Track. Santa Aurelia LLC is solely responsible for its content. The views and opinions expressed on Inside Track are those of the host and guests, and not necessarily endorsed by KVOI or its advertisers, but they should be. And now, here's Bruce Ash.
Good afternoon, insiders, and welcome to the Inside Track. This is Shelley Keis sitting in for host Bruce Ash on this warm, sunny day in southern Arizona. We'll be talking with Bruce a little later in the show. I am really excited today with our guest lineup as we talk with our RNC spokeswoman, Liz Harrington, CD1 candidate Tiffany Shett, and CD2 candidate Brandon Martin. On the line with us this afternoon is Liz Harrington. Liz is the RNC national spokesperson. Liz joined the RNC in April of 2019 from the Washington Free Beacon, where she was a senior writer. Liz has shined the light on the Democrats' extreme agenda and is with us today to talk about our upcoming convention and the 2020 race. Welcome, Liz.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It is absolutely a pleasure. Well, Liz, we just listened to the doom and gloom convention, and I must say, I am definitely ready for the freedom and opportunity convention.
Absolutely. I mean, you had four nights of just dark, divisive, you know, nothing's good about America, everybody's terrible, everybody's racist, and everything else. We're going to get the exact opposite. We're going to get an uplifting, positive, forward-looking, and also backward-looking to show, hey, we do live on the greatest country on earth. We're blessed to live in America. We're proud to be an American. And we're also proud of the accomplishments of what President Trump has been able to do. You listen to those same old swamp Democrats, people that have been in Washington, like Joe Biden, for a half a century, they're still making the same empty promises. What can they point to? What can they actually point to as it comes to an accomplishment? Well, this week at the RNC, we're going to show promise after promise that President Trump made that he followed through on. We can be proud of what we've been able to do by following through and working for the American people. And what's very telling, I think, is what Democrats, they're not proud. They didn't even showcase the places that they run. You have Seattle, you have Portland, you have Minneapolis, you have New York City. Top to bottom, Democrats run those places. They didn't mention what's going on there. They didn't mention what happens when you put the left-wing radical plans into action. We have case studies going on right now, and they refuse to show that to the American people. They refuse to even mention it or condemn the violence and the mobs, because it's their base of support. And, you know, when we have a chance next week to speak to the American people, we can show a better way, a better vision for these places that have voted Democrat for decades and decades and decades. We have a better vision, and it's what President Trump delivered once, and he's already going to be delivering a second time, which is the Super V recovery.
Thank goodness I just heard all your words, Liz, and I feel better already. This is, you know, you're talking about Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis and cities all across the United States. Well, right here in Tucson, we've got our very own problems. We've got windows that have been broken out, businesses that have been destroyed. We have issues right here. So that when I see the themes of the RNC, Monday, the land of promise, Tuesday, the land of opportunity. Wednesday, the land of heroes. And Thursday, the land of greatness. I am so excited to see what you all are going to do. And we just all in Tucson, we want to be a part of that. Can you tell us a little bit about the format? What's the convention going to look like?
Absolutely. So those themes you mentioned, those are the themes of the day. The primetime coverage, we're going to do all live speeches. It's not going to be this stale, pre-taped weeks before, like Michelle Obama couldn't even be bothered to update the coronavirus numbers, which she's, you know, the Democrats are so, they will use anything just to score political points. And I think it's really repulsive and it turns off a lot of people. But when you watch our convention, it's going to be live. There's going to be nightly surprises between the 10 and 11 o'clock hour. It's going to be engaging and it's going to be uplifting. You know, this, everyone's been affected by this pandemic. It's changed everyone's life. It's affected every American and everyone in the world. We know who to blame for that. It's a communist regime that lied to the world and misled through the World Health Organization. It's called Communist China. We're going to be talking a little bit about that as well, but we're also going to be talking about how we're defeating this. And we're not going to be talking at the American people like the Democrats did with no audience, no interaction whatsoever. No, we're going to have in-person speeches. We're doing it safely. We know how to adapt and do this in a way that the president's been traveling around all across the country this week. He's done in-person speeches. So we're going to involve the American people. And what's really exciting is we're going to involve regular Americans, the forgotten men and women who are finally being represented in Washington. President Trump said, I was going to be the president of all Americans and people who had been left behind by Washington for too long and not represented. It's just this ruling class, the swamp elites that live by one set of rules and want different rules for the rest of us. Well, those days are over, and so we're going to be uplifting these voices of normal, everyday Americans who speak so well to the country and the benefits that they've enjoyed living in America, the amazing accomplishments that we can be achieved because of equality of opportunity, and the real consequences to change in policy, which we saw President Trump unleash his economy. We had the hottest economy in the world until we had to artificially shut it down. We're already building that back up in a V. Democrats can't talk about any of these issues because they have never achieved the results. So the format is going to be those live, exciting speeches, interaction at night, surprises. You'll hear, of course, the president will be involved every single night. You'll also see a speech from the first lady and the vice president, and so many members of the Trump family, and so many great diverse voices in our party, whether it's member of Congress or just those everyday Americans, like I said, mentioned before. And the daytime programming will be a mix of, you know, recorded explainer videos and different issues, big ticket items that we want to hit, that we want to really show our side of the story, since the media never gives us a fair shake. We'll have a lot of featured events with our great chairwoman at the RNC, Ronna McDaniel. And so there's going to be a lot of stuff that we'll get to showcase that we're really proud of. Where it's going to be quite the contrast to the DNC, mind you, because their daytime programming featured speakers who were calling for the end of capitalism, abolishing police, abolishing prisons, and the most left-wing Marxist agenda you could imagine. It's so extreme. That's what their daytime programming was like. We, on the other hand, are going to showcase America and the great things about our country and how we can make it even greater.
So then you're going to contrast between the Democrat socialism in decline and the Republican and President Trump's freedom and opportunity. I'm so ready.
Absolutely. It's going to be, you know, it's been, like I mentioned, it's been a tough year, obviously, because of what China did to the world, right? But there's a lot to be proud of still. The way Americans responded, what we are able to do in this country with our free enterprise system, with our innovation, with their can-do spirit. All you hear from the Democrats is what you can't do, right? You can't go outside unless you wear a mask. You can't do anything without the government's help. All of this one-size-fits-all solution, never-ending shutdowns, that's not what America's about. We're creative. We are innovative. We have a real pioneer spirit because there's never been a country like ours where we really set out our own way, and we set up a system of government that turned the rest of the, you know, throughout human history, the rest of the system of governments on its head. They said, no, government's supposed to protect our freedoms. It's not supposed to be the other way around, where we serve you, you serve us. And that's what has been able our country to accomplish so many amazing things in our rich history. We have come so far in giving equality and opportunity to the most amount of people that this planet has ever seen. And just when we're really reaching just such incredible heights, Democrats say we have to tear it down. It's irredeemably bad. And, you know, start it over and shape it in this new socialist left-wing vision. Well, we have to reject that because we see it playing out in these streets. We see it playing out when Mayor Jenny Durkan in Seattle, she claims she's building a just and equitable future. Well, how is that working out for the law-abiding citizens of Seattle, the people that just want to work hard and achieve the American dream? They're suffering under these just complete left-wing platforms when they play out in action. So we're going to talk about all these things because it's so important. This country is special. It's unique. We've never been perfect by any stretch, but this place is worth defending because no other nation have the freedoms like we have in the United States. And that's going to be a defining theme throughout our week. Talking just about the greatness of America, and it'll culminate. You cannot wait. You're not going to want to miss President Trump's speech on Thursday night.
Oh,
wow. Spectacular.
That's what I wanted to hear. You know, Liz, I'm one of those small business owners that was able to respond to the COVID crisis, turn my business around, keep things going.
Yes.
And stay on track. And you know what? I know that I was able to do that because I live in the greatest country in the world. I live in the United States, and I know I was able to do it because we were under the leadership of Donald J. Trump. I am so excited. So you're telling us that Thursday night is the night that we can't miss.
You cannot miss it. I think Monday, the beginning and the end are always, I mean, every night you got to tune in. It's going to be a lot more engaging than the PBS telethon swamp, you know, nightly hour that we saw from the Democrats. No, it's going to be a lot more fun. I think the ratings are going to be killer. It's going to be really exciting. But I'm telling you, Thursday, and I love what you said, just letting Americans do what they do best. We adapt. We meet challenges head on. We overcome obstacles if we let our people do it. Americans have a ton of common sense. We can figure things out. We don't need government stifling us at every turn. And that's what Biden and Harris, that's what they're talking about. Shut it all down again. That's not a solution. That doesn't solve any problems. It creates a ton more problems, right? We have figured out so much. This was a novel virus, right? We had to learn and figure out what we were dealing with. But since then, since we've learned it, we apply what we learn and we innovate and we adapt. That's what America does. And that's what we'll always do as long as we protect those freedoms, as long as we just give our citizens the trust and respect that they deserve. And I love to hear that. You adapted. You took the situation, and how can we make this work? That's
You're right.
What President Trump is. He's a problem solver. How do we make this work for the American people on issue after issue? And he delivers results because
right.
That's what he is, a problem solver, a builder, and a doer.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, it took me about 45 days to figure it out. And we were working long and hard, and it cost a little bit of money. And we took a risk, and we took a chance. But again, I knew.
Risk takers. Absolutely. I love it.
I knew that I was under the leadership of Donald J. Trump, and I felt confident that I could make it work. You know, Liz, one of the questions, I think everybody was so turned off last week that they probably stopped watching TV and took to, I don't know, playing cards or something. But so where will we go to watch our RNC convention?
So we are going to have it on multiple platforms. You can tune in on television. I mean, we're going to hold the mainstream media accountable here. They're not. We know they don't want to give us the same amount of time they gave to Democrats, but it'll be so glaringly obvious if they don't. But you should be able to watch it. You'll definitely be able to watch it on Fox, certainly as well. But you'll also be able to watch it on our YouTube channels, GOP. If you just search YouTube in there, we have a website set up for GOP convention. 2020.com. You can also go straight to the campaign website or straight to the campaign's Twitter account, which is Team Trump, and of course the website DonaldJTrump.com. So there's so many ways to tune in on your phone, online, on your television, but make sure you're tuning in because it's going to be really exciting. And I think the most powerful thing, other than, of course, hearing from the president, because we've heard such amazing speeches from him, whether it was just this year alone, the State of the Union and the speech at Mount Rushmore, but he's going to deliver a very memorable historic speech at the White House on Thursday. I think it's also going to be a lot of just really powerful messages from those typical, just everyday Americans where their stories are only possible in America, and that's what we're going to be talking about. It's going to be really uplifting. You're going to feel good, and it's going to be just forward-looking about what we can accomplish in the second term as well.
Well, you know, Liz, I want you to know our Quail Creek Republican Club here, just south of Tucson in Sahuarita, Arizona. We went up to Mesa, Arizona with a little trailer, and we got 500 Trump-Pence signs that we're going to be going out and putting up all over southern Arizona. And I got a call this morning from one of our board members, and he said to me, Shelley, what's the chance we can get more signs? They're going like hotcakes. So, you know, you please let your team and let the president know that Southern Arizona Republicans are working for him. And we are really excited about his election. We've got about a minute here, Liz. Can you tell us what we can look forward to after the convention? How's President Trump going to bring it home for us in November?
It's such a great question. He's going to continue to do what he's done, but we're coming into the home stretch here. It's almost like the campaign's just begun. But after the convention, we're going to kick off like a rocket ship. He works so hard every single day for the American people. He's going to be traveling all over, meeting with real Americans, delivering real results. I mean, in the midst of all of this, we've got the campaign going. We've got the pandemic, obviously. We've got this economic recovery. He got a peace deal with Israel and UAE. I mean, the man doesn't stop working. So he's going to be meeting with the American people, continuing to deliver results for the American people every single day. And then, of course, we'll have the debates because I know the left-wing handlers don't want to let Joe Biden debate President Trump because they know it ain't fair when it's a level playing field because President Trump is going to win these debates. But we'll have the debates, and then we'll be going to the polls. We have to make sure we go out and vote in person. It's safe. It's most secure. We have to make sure we do that. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to work so hard every single day. But the president's going to be all across this country. He's going to be delivering results day after day. And we're going to be amplifying this message in the biggest choice election of our lifetime. It ain't Joe Biden. It's the swamp. The swamp, they want revenge. They want their power back. Well, it's not going to happen because we love our country. And we're going to do everything we can to preserve it.
Well, Liz Harrington, national spokesperson for the RNC, thank you so much for joining us down here in Tucson. You've always got a place in Tucson, and we're working for you. You let us know what you need because we are here for you. Thank you so much for joining me on Inside Track.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all the work you guys are doing. We need you guys, Arizona. We need to reelect Martha McSally as well. We need all the help we can get in these battleground states, and I know the energy is there. And I think they're all going to be shocked again, just like they were in 2016.
Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you.
I'm proud to welcome my good friends at Tucson Iron and Metal Retail to Inside Track as an advertiser. Jamie Kipper and her staff are conservation experts. They sell round and square steel tubing, metal plate and roofing materials, as well as new and used steel, aluminum, and stainless steel to ranchers, artists, interior designers, roofers, and do-it-yourselfers, just like all the listeners here. Tucson Iron and Metal Retail is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to noon. Tucson Iron and Steel Retail, 701 East 36th Street. Call 520-209-1576 or go to TucsonIronRetail.com. And when you do call, mention this ad and receive an additional 10% discount on their already great prices.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Wouldn't it be great if political leaders could create that country again? Learn how to do exactly that, one family at a time, with Imus Wilkinson Investment Management. Call me, Eb Wilkinson, imuswilkinson.com, 777-1911, 777-1911.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mr. Bruce Ash on the Inside Track. Bruce, this is Shelley Keiss sitting in for you. It is my pleasure. Yes.
Imagine that. Hey, great interview with Liz. She's a great spokesman for the party. I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina, arrived on Thursday evening, and we have been wrapping up our business with the Republican National Committee summer meeting right before the convention starts on Monday. And, you know, I want to just piggyback on what Liz and you were talking about in the connection, the contrast between the Democrat convention and the Republican convention, the Democrat outlook and the Republican outlook, because we had four nights. I think this is important to consider. Four nights of a Democratic convention. Never a mention of leftist riots that have killed 30 and ruined cities, created millions and millions of dollars of damage, paralyzed cities, including right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is a vision of greatness versus a vision of darkness. And I think we're going to see that this upcoming week in the RNC convention, a totally different way to look at the world. And that's the thing between us Republicans and Democrats. We're not the party of the aggrieved. We're not the party of the victims. We're the party of the opportunists, the party of looking at the world in a much, much different way than Democrats, because we're action-oriented people. We're not letting us wait around for the government to do something for us. We do something on our own. And the president has been really almost a monumental figure in politics. He is the first president in my lifetime who made promises and has kept them all. It's just an amazing contrast between President Trump and slow Joe Biden, because he's been around for 47 years. He's been promising the same things for almost half a century, Shelley, and he just hasn't delivered on any of them. And it's the same old grievances, just with a different look on it. And frankly, they don't have the issues. The Republican Party has the issues. They've got a candidate who is a Trojan horse for the left, and our candidate, our nominee on Monday, you'll see as we do the roll call during our 37E convention proceedings. It's a whole different deal with the Republican Party.
You know, Bruce, Arizona is very grateful to you for your representation of our state at the RNC. And I just want to personally thank you for being there, for doing all the hard work that you do, for putting all the miles on that you've put on and being everywhere and everything you've done for our candidates as well. We are truly grateful for your presence in our state, but most of all for our presence on the national stage.
We have a great new national committeeman who will be taking up the reins on Monday afternoon. Tyler Bauer, We had him on the show last week, I think. This is a dynamic young man. He actually runs Turning Point USA, the operation from out of Phoenix for the national organization, not just here locally or for the state, but for the nation. I had the pleasure of having Tyler watch me in action this morning in the Resolutions Committee when we passed a resolution in support of the Trump America First principles and all of the accomplishments of the Trump-Pence administration in their first 4 years, looking to have them make America greater starting next year after we win the election. And Tyler's going to do a great job. He's going to do it differently from myself. He probably will have more of a state sort of a focus, and you know, we need somebody to do things different. Lori Klein Corbin is a great advocate for conservative values, and you know, I've done what I can, and I'm proud of the service that I put in, but I am more proud of our supporters. Another difference between us and the Democrats right now, Shelley, there's literally no enthusiasm for the Biden-Harris ticket. Do you know, next week, their calendar is completely open. They're not going anywhere. The president has been on the road all this week campaigning, really as a counter to the DNC convention. And Joe and Kamala, or whatever, however she pronounces her name, she and he are going to be on the sidelines. It's the first time, I think, in the history of all political conventions that somebody who's political convention it wasn't got a bump coming out of the other guy's convention. $170 million raised last month alone. There's never been a time in American politics, and this is a demonstration of the kind of enthusiasm that exists for a Donald Trump reelect. $170 million raised, $40 million more than the Democrats, over $1 billion just raised within the campaign or within the RNC this year alone. It's never been done in the history of politics, not just here in America, but any place, anywhere on earth at any time up until this point. And, you know, I always go back to the story, Shelley, during the 2016 campaign. I had a business trip in Pennsylvania in mid-October. I looked for Hillary Clinton campaign posters and signs everywhere. I found one from Allentown, Pennsylvania, all the way through Philadelphia. I found one bumper sticker, one banner on one union hall, and that was it. And I talked to my friends at that time. I said, you know, I think we're going to win this election. And right now in Pennsylvania, the president, it was there earlier this week, telling the folks there that he's not going to let a guy like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris take away fracking, take away good natural gas and all the great things. We want to keep those jobs. We want to create wealth for the American workers. And that's what we're trying to do here. I'm very excited about the upcoming week. I'm hoping to be with the president on Thursday when he gives his acceptance at the White House.
Well, you know what? We look forward to following you as you're on this journey. We want to thank you. We're getting ready to introduce to the insiders Tiffany Shedd and Brandon Martin, our candidates for Congress. So,
well,
Bruce,
go get them. Go get them, Shelley. They're much more interesting than me, and they're the future of this party. Thanks very much for filling in with me. And, hey, friends, we'll be back with you next week again on the show. But, Shelley, take it from here. You're doing a great job, lady.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. And now we're going to have Tiffany Shedd join us. Welcome to the Inside Track, Tiffany. Congratulations on your win and your nomination as the Republican candidate for Congressional District 1. Tiffany, the primary is over, and you received more than 50% of the vote, 54.7%, actually. So now I'm sure you're ready to take on Representative O'Halloran, who was he was challenged in a primary from his own side of the aisle. So, Tiffany, welcome to Inside Track. Tell us about your opponent. Tell us about you. Let's get this conversation started to get this election going.
Well, thank you, Shelley. And yeah, we're super excited to take on Tom O'Halloran. We we made it through the primary stage, and now is when it really matters. This is about saving our country. And I do want to mention that my primary opponent, Nolan Reedhead, was a gentleman, completely gracious, and immediately called through his support behind our campaign. And we're going forward with a unified party. The Democrats, as to my knowledge, Eva Petsova, the socialist from Flagstaff, has not thrown her support behind Tom O'Halloran. They had a bloody battle, and he pretty much can squeak through for being a two-term incumbent. And so this is all really good news for us to flip the seat, and I'm very excited about it. We have so much support coming in, Students for Trump, other national organizations that are sending people to door knock. Our campaign is out knocking today. We plan to hit tens of thousands of doors. We've already made, I believe, 30 or 40,000 calls since the primary. We have been busy raising funds to make sure that we can get the message of why. Personally, I am really proud to be a Republican right now. I just heard Bruce's part, and I thought, I am so proud to be a Republican right now running. The convention coming up with, you know, President Trump's policies, which is, you know, standing for America, standing in the breach right now. I registered to vote under Reagan, so I've been a Republican for quite some time, and it feels really exciting. The environment to flip the seat seems very favorable at this point. The president is doing great in Arizona 1, and let's just get this over the finish line, take back the House. Of course, keep President Trump in the White House and keep the Senate. So we're super excited.
So, Tiffany, I'm down in southern Arizona here, down in Sahuarito, which isn't in your district, but I have a real concern. We haven't had much rain. And when I was driving up to the studio today, I don't know if it was my sunglasses or what, but everything looked pretty brown. And I thought, you know, everything should be green right now. I'm really concerned about fires. And if I want to hear from you, has your opponent, does he know we're in Arizona? How's he voting?
He's not voting very well for Arizonans. And this is one of the things that is so disingenuous. He says one thing in the district, that he's moderate, that he cares about Arizona 1. But wildfire prevention, especially with this dry year from the bottom of Arizona 1, you know, in Tucson, where we just had, you know, the Bighorn fire, up into the north, we've had a terrible fire season. And this is happening over and over as we're in a drying cycle in the west. But my opponent voted against cutting regulations that would have allowed commercial logging operations to participate in wildfire prevention. So that was one very practical vote that would have helped the entire district that, you know, has susceptibility to wildfire. He also voted against, I think it's millions and millions and millions of dollars of funding for wildfire prevention. He took those two votes. And the fact of the matter is he's voting 97% with Pelosi, 93% with AOC. We might as well have Nancy Pelosi from San Francisco representing our district in Arizona 1. We don't have our own congressman. And, you know, wildfire range management, good stewardship of the land isn't just about the loss, even that's huge, but the loss of homes, the loss of our beautiful land. It also affects our water quality, our tourism, our ability to breathe clean air. I mean, it was so smoky. I live up in Pinal County and the Bighorn fire. I mean, our house was just like the sky was just gray while that was going on. And so it has a lot of repercussions. It's not just the fire. It's afterward, you know, where you start having slides and just poor soil conditions and how to bring all of that back. It's catastrophic. And so to take those votes when you represent Arizona 1 is unconscionable to me.
It is very alarming. Tiffany, I see where Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, he said Tiffany will be a fierce and effective advocate for Arizonans as a member of Congress. And that's why I'm proud to endorse the attorney, farmer, mom, and great candidate in Arizona's 1st Congressional District. This is just one of the many endorsements you've received. What are you doing as you get ready to take this path to victory?
Well, we're trying to get the message out. You know, Arizona 1 is a third Republican, a third Independent, a third Democrat. And a lot of our independents, I mean, this is the old Goldwater stomping ground. They're truly independent. They're going to vote which way they think will represent them best. They tend to lean pragmatically right. And we've got a lot of Democrats in Arizona 1 who are generational Democrats that own guns, are pro-life, go to church, work hard. And we are trying to do outreach, whether it's, with Latinos, with the tribes, and my husband's also Native American, so that's a huge point of interest to me, and my children are as well. But we're trying to reach out and say, look, the party that you may have voted with in the past has left you, and trying to give them permission to vote Republican, because if you believe in freedom, if you don't want law enforcement defunded, if you want your forest to be, you know, have good stewardship over your forest, your water, we're the party. Freedom is the biggest tenet of all. And I think the biggest challenge is getting out that message. As you know, you guys are great, but not all media tells the story of our
yes.
side. I mean, I'm so tired of reading that Tom O'Halloran's a moderate Democrat. I'm like, 97% of the time with Pelosi is not a moderate Democrat. But we're trying to get that message out. We're doing it through every way we know, volunteers, whatnot. Of course, keeping up on the issues. And, and part of that is I've lived in this district since I was 7 years old. And I am a farmer. I am an attorney. I've raised my kids here. I went to elementary school and high school here. I went to U of A twice, elementary education degree, law degree. And so the issues that we're facing in Arizona 1, whether it's, wildfire, the environment, whether it's regulations, whether it's, having infrastructure to build an economy, whether it's healthcare, are all things that my family and I have faced. Like, this isn't an esoteric idea. I mean, we have personally faced them. And this district is such a big, beautiful district. It has a huge influence on the rest of Arizona because of its natural resources, its tourism draws. It's just 60% of Arizona. That it's time we have a congressman that actually represents Arizona 1 and isn't more worried about somewhere else and what his buddies in D.C. are thinking.
Well, and Tiffany, yeah. with that in mind, how can our listening audience find you, support you, endorse you so that you can defeat your opponent, return the seat to Republicans, and win back the House? Where do we go to find you?
Shedforcongress.com, SHEDDFOR, congress.com. And you can volunteer. We're actually door knocking. We have a huge team door knocking in Oral Valley today, so right in your backyard. We have, people we can call, they can make donations. I believe we have up on the site, I hope we do, if not, it will be soon, an endorsed Tiffany portion where just as a regular citizen, if you like what you see, you can endorse and go to shedforcongress.com and with your help, we can flip it.
Okay, we're going to do that. Again, Tiffany Shedd, thank you so much for being on Inside Track with us. Again, that's Shedd, SHEDD4FOR, congress.com. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Shelley.
Customers come first at Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus.
A lot of the cities and the counties around have initiatives for artists. I think we're one of the premier artist suppliers for steel. First Saturday of every month, you can come down early and actually go through the scrapyard across the street. It's 7 acres of metal. You can walk through with our people and pick out what you want. It's always interesting to see what the artists have done. We've done actually a couple projects with the U of A Engineering Department and Music Department, where the engineering music students came down together. They had to pick something out of the scrap, and they had to build an instrument. And we have one of those in front of the plant. Some really cool things come out of the scrap.
Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus. Call 209-1579. Stop by the yard, 701 East 36th Street. Open Monday through Saturday.
I'm Eb Wilkinson with Imus Wilkinson Investment Management. I don't ever want you to be dependent on government ever again. I want you to become financially independent. You will never, ever have to depend on socialist security for your survival. We are here to guide you to financial independence. That's imuswilkinson.com, 777-1911. That's 777-1911.
In studio with us this afternoon is Brandon Martin, Republican nominee for Congressional District 2. Welcome to Inside Track, Brandon. As you can see, I'm Shelley Kice sitting in for Bruce Ash this afternoon. Congratulations on your win and nomination as the Republican candidate for Congressional District 2. Brandon, the primary's over. You had a three-way primary, and you led your two opponents by 9 percentage points and 19 percentage points. Congratulations on a decisive victory. Now, I'm sure that you're ready to take on Representative Kirkpatrick, who was challenged in a primary from her side of the aisle. Tell us about your opponent.
Well, right now, thank you, first of all. It's great to be here. But right now, we are looking at the race and the numbers here in the district, and we're very excited because when we look at it, we see that Ann Kirkpatrick hasn't really been a representative for District 2. She's missed almost more votes than anyone out there. She votes 100% of the time with Nancy Pelosi and 97% of the time against Donald Trump. So she's out there and she's doing what Pelosi tells her to do. She has not come out and condemned the violent riots and the defund the police movement. And by that, she's encouraging this lawlessness to continue on. So what we're seeing right now is there's a lot of people that are ready for new representation, and we're working hard to win this race.
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing out the fact that she's voting with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time. So basically what you're telling me is we might as well have Pelosi as a representative, because that's what we're getting.
Well, you know, that's probably the cost of having Nancy Pelosi come down here and fundraise for you in 2018 and then put you on the Appropriations Committee. So we know that Ann's doing what she's told, and she's voting with her 100% of the time, and that's not representing Southern Arizona. In fact, it's been keeping jobs out of Southern Arizona. We see a population loss here in Southern Arizona, and that's due to bad policies from the left and Ann Kirkpatrick.
You know, Brandon, many of your endorsements are from local city council members, ranchers, business owners, even a baseball star. Brandon, are you the people's candidate?
You know, I welcome that, and it feels very good because I believe at the root of all politics is relationships, and I have great relationships with the people in this district, and I have a great team working out there. That's why we were able to have such a decisive win in the primary. I surround myself with the best people, and I'm going to carry that over into representing CD2. I'm going to make sure that we have great relationships here in the community to best serve CD2, and I'm going to put together the absolute best team to work for the district in Washington and here at home. So I'm just very excited. I'm very looking forward to this November 3rd. It seems like, you know, it's going to be here tomorrow, but we're working hard and we're going to get this done for the people of Arizona.
So, Brandon, some of the things we've heard today is a difference between the RNC, a vision of greatness, versus the DNC, a vision of darkness. Next week is our convention, and everybody's pretty excited. I heard words like uplifting, greatness. What do you have to say about next week?
Well, this is going to be a very exciting week. I'm very excited to hear President Trump speak. And I also get to speak going into this week. I'll be speaking on the 25th. And, you know, we're just doing everything we can to say to the people out there, we hear you, We know that you've not been happy with the bad policies from the left and the Democrat-controlled House. You know, they've been obstructing President Trump and everything that he's tried to do to get this country running the way it should be, running great. And we're going to step in, and we're going to take the House back and make sure that we support the president and getting the economy going again, securing the border, protecting our rights in the Second Amendment. And very importantly, here in District 2, where we have Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Fort Huachuca, we're going to support our great veterans. We're going to support the police, and we're going to give them all the tools they need to protect us and keep us safe.
So that's pretty exciting news. So when we turn into the RNC, we're going to get to see our very own Brandon Martin. That's pretty exciting. So in addition to that, Brandon, tell us, what's your path forward here? This is a district that President Trump did not win last time. So what are you going to do to help President Trump? And I'd like to put in a plug for all of our Pima County candidates, our legislative candidates. We cannot afford to lose that lose the Arizona legislature, and we have to maintain at least our seats in the Board of Supervisors. What are you going to do to bring all of that together?
Well, we're going to continue what we did in the primary, and we had the best strategy. I mean, that's why we won. We had the best strategy in the primary. We know the numbers. We know where the support is, and we have our team out working, whether it's knocking doors, phone calls. The Get Out the Vote effort is going to be amazing in CD2, and it's going to work to get all Republicans up and down the ticket elected. We're out there to make sure that the party that is promoting the best of America is put forward. You know, we've seen what happened when Joe Biden was in the White House with Obama for 8 years. We're going to make sure that we get President Trump reelected.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon. You know what? We are excited about this in CD2. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on Inside Track this afternoon. Brandon, Tiffany, Bruce, Liz, thank you so much. Bruce Ash, your host, will be back with you next week with lots of information about the convention and the election moving forward. Again, thank you to my guests, Liz Harrington, GOP spokesperson, Tiffany Shedd, CD1, Brandon Martin, CD2. And again, Bruce Ash, thanks for sharing the mic with me. And thanks to Inside Track producer Tom for guiding me along the way. Have a great weekend. And remember, if you're feeling blue, vote red.
Jamie Kipper and her father, Gary Kipper, from Tucson Iron and Metal. What are they going to see when they come through the gates?
So when they come on in, they'll see our building up front. People have free rein to then go out and look in the yard. So it's not a typical scrapyard with a ton of big machinery. We have a couple of forklifts around, but that's about it, just to help move material. So when you come in, it's all organized by material, whether it's square tubing, angle iron, roofing, and then there is a pile in the back, which is still organized and easy to get through, but that's stuff that comes over from the scrap. So we're unique in that we get stuff in from the scrap, which a lot of artists and people will like or reuse, whether it's a sink that someone needs for their house. We sell literally anything made of metal.
Tucson Iron and Metal Surplus. Call 209-1579. Stop by the yard, 701 East 36th Street. Open Monday through Saturday.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Wouldn't it be great if political leaders could create that country again? Learn how to do exactly that, one family at a time, with Imus Wilkinson Investment Management. Call me, Eb Wilkinson, imuswilkinson.com, 777-1911, 777-1911.